From KCBW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. Salt Lake County Mayor Peter Caroon is hoping you'll support a new bond measure for the county's parks and trails this fall, which would mean a property tax hike. But first, he'll have to get the Republican-controlled county council to agree to put it on the ballot, an effort that begins at Tuesday's council meeting. I asked Mayor Caroon how large the bond is and what it would go toward.
It's a $110 million bond, and 25% of that will go towards capital improvements in existing parks, so putting in new restrooms, putting in new playgrounds, putting in new piping systems, things like that. And then the remainder of it, part of it would go towards the Jordan River, so completing the Jordan River Trail, as well as the Parley's Trail. And then the remainder would go towards building out some newer facilities, creating some new parks and large-scale amenities. So, for example, Salt Lake County purchased an 80-acre park and land in Bluffdale, and so we'll build that out to be a regional park. We'll also do a large trail project in the Dimpledale Park area. So a lot of new, really improved parks in areas that didn't have parks in the past or didn't have as much of the amenities as some of the built-out areas.
Why is now a particularly good year to have such a bond election, and why do you feel that it's needed at this time as well?
I think there's a window of opportunity here. We have low interest rates. We have low construction costs. If we're going to build out these parks anytime in the next 10 years, then now is actually a very good time to do it because of that. And also we're putting people back to work in still what is a tough time in our nation and in our state. Why this year on the ballot? That's really why. It's not a political issue, although it would avoid the politics of next year's mayoral race in the county. But it is really just a good time to be building, and I think that window of opportunity is a short one, and interest rates will go up and construction costs will go up.
Do you have concern that voters might feel bonded out, so to speak, after, you know, Hogle Zoo, the Utah Museum of Natural History, the open space bond? They were all voter approved, but could this be one too far, perhaps?
Well, that's why I want to put it out there for citizens. Let them decide, is $14 something you're willing to spend on an annual basis to have better parks and parks in areas that didn't have parks previously? So I want the voters to decide. I'm not here to tell the voters what they should do, although obviously I do support it or I wouldn't have brought it forth.
Now, I guess the challenge is to go to the county council to vote in order to put this on the ballot. What case will you be making to them and how soon?
I'm hoping to go tomorrow to speak to the council about this to see whether it is something they would support and give them the more details. I've already spoken with many of them, but really want to give them a little bit more detail and a presentation tomorrow for the county council.
And if I could also just ask Mayor Caroon, you mentioned, you know, this not being a political issue, but wouldn't you expect others to turn it into one, saying, you know, convenient to propose such a thing during a non-election year?
Well, I think that's exactly why you do propose something like this in a non-election year, to take the politics out of it so the voters can decide on their own whether they want to support it without a bunch of politicians, you know, barking from one side or the other for their own political gain. You know, we live in Utah because of our quality of life, and businesses want to move to Utah because we have a great quality of life. And I think improving our parks is something that we can do for the community to make sure we maintain a great community here. Plus, the demand on our parks and our fields is tremendous, and it's not going away. We just need to keep up with the demand and really make sure that we continue to be a great place to live in Salt Lake County.
Salt Lake County Mayor Peter Caroon, appreciate your time. Thank you.
You're welcome.